It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike in Santa Clara. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hope you're doing well this week. Just wanted to just weigh in on, you know, I just think it's time where they, if they're going to make a trade, I mean, they're stuck in the 500 pack right now. I don't see the Warriors being the type of team that's going to actually try to tank. And so are they just happy staying in the middle of the pack and just having like a middle round pick? I don't like the fact that, you know, again, NBA picks are very rare to find, like a star that's going to find in there. But I just feel like there needs to be a move made. And I just think that maybe moving Draymond along with some other assets, whether it's picks, players, or whatever, trying to find another score. Yeah, we got Curry, but all the attention's on Curry. Kuminga's out right now, and even when he's in, everyone's put onto Curry. So I want them to find another score in the pack. It doesn't need to be a blockbuster, but depending what you can get for Draymond, whatever assets, you know, and again, who thinks that's going to even happen? Because, you know, Steph obviously has the front office ear and everything, but something needs to happen. If not, they're just going to be stuck in this and going to be stuck with a middle round pick. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. I think Mike is speaking to something that there is a high appetite for right now. I hear this a lot, which is trade Draymond. And I understand it from the emotional side to it, to the availability side to it, to the fact that it just feels like Draymond was always sort of attached to the X's and O's of Warrior basketball when it was working at a high level. When it's not, Draymond looks like, you're like, what are you doing here? Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
it's like his skill set is so, it's so unique. So I understand the appetite for it. I do not understand or see the execution of it. I don't know if Draymond is tradable. I don't know who wants that contract. I don't who is looking for Draymond right now.
Right. It would be a team. Again, I go back to Houston as a team that would look for a little defense, a veteran, and some toughness. It would have to be a team, in my opinion, that's contending. I don't think that Draymond fits with a team that is going to be rebuilding. You know, Draymond Green is like Steph Curry. He wants to go out there and chase a ring. He doesn't have a no-trade clause, but I don't envision the Warriors trading him to Charlotte or Brooklyn or Toronto. You know, I can't imagine them doing Draymond like that.
Yeah,
I mean, a forever Warrior, if they were going to entertain this idea of trading him, I think it would have to be to a contender, and it would have to be to a team that he would fit on. And like Phoenix, for example, that wouldn't fit with him and KD reunited, and it feels so bad.
Ask Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock if Draymond is tradable.
Maybe. I think that that's kind of a foolish notion. I mean, I don't think that he is tradable. And
I wonder what Steve would say.
Yeah, well, you ask him then.
No, maybe I will.
You won't.
Not like that.
I mean, you're
not going to ask it in a way that's like pinning someone in an offensive way. But I think that this would be fair because the last time we talked to him, you know, he started to, I mean, obviously the notion we were bringing up the idea of Steph ever playing for another team.
Right.
And sort of expressed it in a way of like, I think there are fans who are concerned that Steph's going to get to the point where he asks for it. And then Steve answered that question. Before it was even done, he started answering the other question, which is, would the Warriors ever trade Steph? And he started saying, no, 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 before I was even done. I don't think the Warriors want to trade Steph. I don't think they want to trade Draymond. But if you're gonna speak about Steph in that firm of a way, him not being on the Warriors is off the table. Is there anything else that's off the table?
Yeah.
I wonder what he would say. Because it has been said publicly before by the Warriors,
Everything's on the table.
Yeah. We have to have everything on the table.
I just don't know how you trade Draymond Green and you get better now.
I agree with you.
So not that Draymond is as good as he once was, but I look at what this team is and, you know, how Steve wants them to be, which is a good defensive team, and Draymond is still your best defensive player. So you trade Draymond in this hypothetical and you get back probably a lesser asset. Maybe you end up getting a pick or something for the future. And I don't think that it maximizes the Steph Curry window. And again, we're going to use that phrase not in terms of winning a championship, but of being exciting and competitive. So I just don't know what the trade would be and who your trade partner would be. Because I don't think that you trade him to Portland or Utah or New Orleans or Washington or Toronto or Charlotte. You would have to trade him to a team that is looking for that kind of an X-factor player. And I don't know what of those teams would be willing to part with an asset that actually helps you.
Brian Geltzeiler, who we love on this station.
Geltzy.
He comes on with Stein and Goo all the time. I think he's really good. SiriusXM NBA Radio. Maybe this is a surprising answer to us. This came up earlier this afternoon, and this is what he said about Draymond Green and trade value.
All you need to know is that if they wanted to trade Draymond, there'd be a market. You'd bring in a first round pick. You would if you wanted to trade him. Mm. So I don't beat them up on that contract. Listen, I think they went wrong in a bunch of different spots here. The Draymond Green contract is not one of them. Keeping him and Curry together, as long as you decided you wanted Curry to be the centerpiece and to continue to try to create a title contender around Curry, frankly, Draymond Green's essential, and the contract's a fair number for the player that he is, even right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I just don't know who's looking for someone that feels like it's such an intricate fit wherever he will go. That's why we have long said, everyone has agreed, that Draymond means more to the Warriors than he would anywhere else. And you know, kind of vice versa also, that that the Warriors benefit from Draymond more than any other team would, and Draymond benefits from being a Warrior more than he would on any other team, mainly because of the presence of Steph Curry.
Exactly. And I also think because of his high basketball IQ, and this offensive system requires players who understand how to do it. Ball movement, player movement, and what he does with Steph is pure ballet. Watching those two together, they know what the other one's going to do when they run that little high screen and roll, and you know Steph will drop it over the top and a little pocket pass to Draymond, and now Draymond's running a 4-on-3 after they trap Steph out of the screen and roll. That to me is absolute poetry, and could he bring that to another team? Are there other teams that offensively would benefit from having Draymond be that kind of a point forward? Because if Draymond's not involved in the action, offensively, he's mostly kind of useless. You can't spot him up in the corner. He can hit the three every now and again, and he's been better this year.
He's not a floor spacer.
Right.
He's not a floor spacer.
He's a floor general, right. And he's a creator with right. what he does offensively. So it would have to be a team that would allow him to have the ball and someone who would value him doing what he does offensively.
We got some more people want to weigh in, and we'll go to this. I do want to add this to the conversation. If you're just joining us and you did not hear that the Suns are trading a 2031 unprotected first-round pick to Utah in exchange for first-round picks in 25, 27, and 29. This comes from Ira Winderman, who covers the Miami Heat and has for a very, very long time. Ira writes, according to a source familiar with the Heat's plans, this is one of the steps toward a Jimmy Butler trade. But here's the interesting part. What would it look like? Look at what he writes. Picks plus likely a pair of players then would come to the Heat for Jimmy in what will be at least a four-team deal and possibly more than that.
Wow. And that's Mike Dunleavy's specialty.
At least a four-team trade.
Yeah. Well, think about it, because you've got Butler making 50, and you know Miami's going to want a couple players and a couple of picks, and so Phoenix probably won't be able to give up $50 million worth of couple players.
And they probably, well, at least what I've heard, maybe this was just smokescreen, but I've heard they don't want Beal.
Miami doesn't want Beal.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. So let's just pretend for a minute that it is a four-team trade, and somehow it involves the Warriors. And let's just play with this a little bit.
Right.
So it's Butler, and it's Beal, and it's the picks that Phoenix recently got, and it's players. And so I don't know who the fourth team would be, but if you're the Warriors and you wind up with Bradley Beal, and you've got to part with $50 million worth to make it work on your end, then you're talking about, you know, Wiggins. And
Wiggins is 26.2.
Okay.
And I mean, if you want to do Wiggins and Draymond, there it is.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
I don't want to do that. I was just thinking about it from Miami's standpoint. If Miami wants a couple players and a couple of picks, would Miami be interested in Draymond and Wiggins?
Again, there's four teams involved here.
Right.
So the players going to Miami might be from God knows where.
Right, team number four.
I have no idea. Like they get, that's what is being, I think, conducted right here, is Miami is looking for the players that they want in this.
So let's just take it from the Warriors side
then,
of it.
Yeah, if I'm then, I don't want people who are 34 years old.
If you're the Warriors and you have to give up Draymond and Wiggins, but you wind up with Bradley Beal, does that make you better?
Probably not.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I think defensively you take a huge hit.
You get a bucket getter. But who's going to guard the wing? And you know, all of a sudden now you between Buddy and Dennis and Bradley and Steph, I mean that could be fun offensively, but defensively it gets a little scary. So.
Well, but what if more players get involved?
Right.
And then there are more players coming to you.
It's possible, yeah. I still think that, you know, for me, losing Draymond at this juncture is a non-starter. And I liked what Brian Geltzeiler said in that cut you played, because if you look at the Draymond Green salary, it's a very fair salary for the Warriors. He's only making 24 this year, then 26, then 27.7.
What if the Warriors kept Draymond and I replaced him with Schroeder and Payton?
Now I'm much more interested. Now you give up Schroeder and Payton and Wiggins and you get Bradley Beal. I think you're better, but as you look at that team going forward though,
yeah.
So that's a pricey team for next year.
That's the thing. Beal's got two more years at north of 55.
So that, for me, makes it almost certain that you're not going to be able to keep Kuminga. If Kuminga's going to make 40, and you've got Steph at 59 and Beal at 52 and Draymond at 28, can you afford Kuminga at 40?
I don't think Bradley Beal is the answer to much.
I don't either.
Other than bucket getter.
Right.
And I know that that's everybody's favorite phrase right now. Gotta have a bucket yet.
Well, when you come off a game where you don't get to 100.
Yes, and the game before it, your former player went for 38.
Got buckets.
He got buckets.
Yep.
He got an L, but he got buckets. Grant in South City is next up on Willard and Dibs. Again, Steve Kerr in less than a half hour, 5 o'clock. Hi, Grant. What's up?
Hey, guys. Listen, I got the solution here. We need to just shoot for the stars. Forget all of these, you know, minor players, backups. This is what you need to do. You need to call up the Boston Celtics. Now, hear me out. They got rid of that little guy, what's his name, to get Uncle Drew. They are deal makers. We can get Jason Tatum. He needs to be on the Warriors. I think that would just solve everything. Yes, mortgage the house, get rid of all those other people not named Curry to get Jason Tatum. He is the future. He would be there. If that didn't work out, then you need to call Philadelphia. Get Joel Embiid.
I love this.
He would fit in great on the Warriors.
I'm with you, Grant. This is I love it. I love it.
And here's the other thing.
What else?
If those deals don't work,
yep.
Then yes, trade Curry. You know where Curry would like to be?
Where?
He would like to be on the Lakers with LeBron.
Yeah.
And then we get the future. We get all the picks in the world, maybe a couple of minor players like Rui Hachimura thrown in, but that would secure the future. And actually, that would be kind of a fun show to see LeBron and Curry on the Lakers. I have to admit, I've watched that.
Grant, I think you nailed it, bud. I think you nailed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Grant.
There he goes.
Yeah,
he lost me at Rui.
He didn't lose you till Rui?
Nope, I was all in until then.
Yeah, he lost me about 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I just, for me, anything that involves the phrase trade Steph Curry, it's just we can go ahead and stop.
Because you got all the way to there.
I listened to the whole call.
I got lost when he thought Boston would listen to a Jason Tatum offer.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, they got rid of the little guy to get Uncle Drew.
They did. Who's the little guy, by the way?
Maybe Isaiah Thomas.
You talking about Marcus Smart?
No,
Marcus.
Isaiah Thomas. You're right.
Isaiah Thomas, the little guy. And y'all know who Uncle Drew is.
Kyrie was years ago.
That is Kyrie. That's who Uncle Drew is.
Sorry, I was talking to Grandy.
You don't even know the movie, do you?
What are you talking about?
You're not that young.
No, I know exactly what
Uncle Drew was not that long ago.
I know, but they traded Isaiah. Isaiah was before Kyrie.
Right.
Yeah.
He said they traded the low guy to get Uncle Drew.
I agree. We all agree.
That's
here.
Kyrie.
Grandy was wrong. That's all that matters.
All right. So how are we getting Tatum?
I don't know.
What's happening?
So the defending champs are going to trade their best or second best player, depending on how you look at it, in a championship window. All right. I mean, what are we doing? Let's get back to trading for LeBron.
The moral of the story
is... Let's get back to trading for LeBron.
The Warriors have three plans. It's a 1-2-3. If one and two don't work, you go to three. Number one, trade for Jason Tatum. And it doesn't work, then you go to Joel Embiid.
Then it's Embiid.
Those two don't work.
Right.
Bye, Steph.
Right.
That's it.
There you go.
Well, I already know they're not going to work because they're not allowed. Tatum, Embiid, and Curry on the same team?
Feels like you're over the tax. Feels expensive to me.
I feel like somebody will call somebody.
Yeah.
I'm out
on Embiid. I mean, another guy.
Are?
Yeah. I mean, he was healthy for about a year there, and then now he's back to he's just not healthy.
Oh, you know what I want to do? Can we do a Zion check?
Sure.
Let's
wellness check?
No. Like, I want to take everybody's Zion temperature. Grandy was in on this, has been in on this for weeks. So this can go either direction. Grandy, are you still in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Quietly, the Pelicans have won, what, five in a row?
Four in a row. Including two wins over the Jazz, which I guess they count, right?
Has he played in those games?
He's played in two of their four wins.
Oh, okay. He's played in two of them.
Yep.
Oh.
Played really well, too.
Up to the minute news break, Zion Williamson is iffy for tomorrow.
Iffy. Posturing for a trade. He wants out of New Orleans.
He's iffy.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite words.
McCollum with 45 without him in a win over Utah. Gutsy little overtime win at home.
He's iffy. They're playing the Bucks tomorrow.
Oh, he's not playing.
Two future Warriors are going to go against one another in an old school showdown. Okay? What's your Zion temperature check?
It's cold. It's even colder than it was. I've been out on Zion the whole time.
Well, I've been out, but I will say, like, there's a healthy curiosity. I don't even know if New Orleans is trying to trade Zion Williamson. I have no idea if that's even on their radar.
Right.
It's just because they're New Orleans that everyone's assuming that he's going to get or they want to deal him. But he is still very young. He is still under contract for what is quickly becoming an also-ran salary for a big name. It's a big number, but it's not a Steph number.
And I don't think that it's fully guaranteed
anymore.
It's
not fully guaranteed. Yeah. So that means if I'm New Orleans, why wouldn't I be like, I've got flexibility by keeping him? I don't know if I want to trade him at a time where right now his value is probably as low as it's been.
Yeah.
I would think.
His last three games, DNP against Dallas.
Yep.
24-14 against the Jazz.
Spicy.
DNP against the Jazz.
Okay.
And then tonight he's iffy.
Not tonight. Tomorrow. Tonight he's out.
Oh, because they don't play. Tomorrow he's iffy.
He's iffy.
Nothing like being iffy a day before you actually play.
But it's better than outie. He's iffy.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. All right. That's how I would describe my, like, I'm curious. I'm not in. It feels risky. I stand on what I say. I stand by what I said when Grandy last week.
Stand on it.
Yeah. He was like, Zion helps you now and in the future. And my comment was, he hasn't helped an NBA team in his entire life.
Right.
That's never happened before.
And I wonder about
I'm not
the
saying
future.
It can.
That's what I'm most interested in is the future of Zion because, I mean, does he even really want to play basketball? Does he like playing basketball?
I think he likes basketball. He's good at it.
He likes, I'm sure, getting paid.
Yeah.
He doesn't play a lot of basketball. He's played in half the games of his career.
Right.
He sat out a whole year due to injury.
It feels like he is more reliable than Embiid.
That's fair.
It feels like that. I actually don't have the numbers in front of me to see if that's even true. I don't know if I've seen Joel Embiid play more than 8 or 9 times all year this year.
I thought you were going to say in your whole life.
Well, that too. Honestly, does he play? How many games has Embiid played 10 games yet this year?
I think he's played 10.
Has he?
I mean, he has to have played 10. We're halfway through the year.
He doesn't play a whole lot of basketball.
He's played 13 games this year.
13 games.
Way more than 10. Many more.
And how many? Only 39 last year.
And Zion's played in, like, what, 16 games?
Yeah. More than 13.
More than 13, you're right.
I bet.
I would bet it's not more than 20.
10 games.
I would have lost that bet for sure.
He only played in 10?
Would have been 11 if he didn't get, you know, suspended from the team.
Oh, that's right. He missed the plane.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm curious. Zion has my curiosity.
But not enough to where you would want to go out there and bring him in.
I don't know.
It would be a buy low maneuver,
like what are you giving up? You're not giving up Kuminga.
No. But you got to have to give up 30-something million worth of player.
Okay.
Because that's what he's making.
Oh, you hate Andrew Wiggins. That gets you almost most of the way there.
I don't hate Wiggins.
You sound like you do.
He's just not that exciting. An exciting player doesn't go 1 of 11 from the floor.
Sure they do. Steph Curry has had 1 for 11 nights from three. He's had worse.
Yeah, and those are exciting efforts.
Well, no, but he's still an exciting player.
Okay.
Right? You can't have a bad night.
you can have a bad night, but I just don't watch Andrew Wiggins very often and get excited by what he does.
All right.
He makes good plays.
Again.
He plays sturdy defense.
The backdrop was you asked me who was the third most exciting one.
Right.
It's not like
and
I
you
came,
answered Wiggins and I laughed.
It's not like I woke up and came to work and I'm like, y'all, I got to take. Andrew Wiggins is super duper exciting at basketball. Let's talk about it for 4 hours. That's not what happened. You said, take Steph, take Kuminga.
Yeah.
Who's the next most interesting or exciting Warrior to watch? Wiggins, that's my answer.
And I laugh.
And I
stand
told
you
on
that
what
you
I
got
said.
It wrong.
No. Did you even give your answer?
Stand on
yes,
what you say.
Of course.
What's your answer?
I told you, GP2. Oh. Gary Payton the second. He's feisty.
Feisty.
He fights. He ties and he'll tie you up for a jump ball.
He'll tie you up.
Go to the rim with two hands.
My fault.
All right.
888. Buy you a truly.
888. Yeah. Now that's exciting.
What'd you have? A truly?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.